Meet Will and Tom, two seemingly ordinary men, cursed with a gift of vast knowledge that is forever expanding. Possessing incredible insight with unparalleled skills and expertise, let us join them as they embark on a journey to quench their thirst for the truth while answering the questions to life's most intriguing mysteries. Let us open our minds and ask, dude, could you imagine? Could you imagine? Could you imagine? So I hear you think you're one tough bastard, huh? Tough enough to join our posse?
Although I am considered a lowly tarnished, I have vanquished Godfrey, the first Elden Lord, and Morgoth, the Omen King. I have slain Godric the Grafted, and Radagon of the Golden Order. I have survived the plains of Caelid, and defeated Melania, Blade of Mikella.
Well, I don't know who any of those fellers are, but... Aw, hell, we need the numbers, so what the heck? Saddle up, partner. Let's ride.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Thomas Case.
And this is William Stark.
William, so the question that we have today, I am really going to look forward to your answer because I know what you... I already know your answer because, like, this pastime is an activity that we always talk about. What I mean? It's something we do a lot.
Okay.
So I'm going to be very interested in what you have to say. The question is, what if you had to survive 24 hours in the last video game that you played?
As the audience might know, I'm like 90 hours into my second playthrough of Elden Ring.
Yeah. So this is going to be pretty interesting.
Extraordinarily deadly game. Is it? Am I myself?
So here's the parameters. Let me give you that. You are playing your game when suddenly your console starts to beep and smoke and make weird noises.
Oh no!
Then suddenly you are scanned.
My PS4.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you probably think you're having the what is the one that it's not the Ring of Death, the Light of Death or something.
I don't know what it is for the PS4, but for the Xbox, it was the Ring of Death.
Yeah, Red Ring of Death.
Yeah.
So, and then suddenly you are scanned into the game you were playing. All rules apply to you in this game's universe, except extra lives. You only get one, and if you die in the game, you die in real life.
So how does that work for Elden Ring? Because Elden Ring, you don't get extra lives.
Yeah,
you are immortal. Well, no, that's not it. You're... lore spoilers. You're actively being resurrected every single time.
So that's the only exception. This one is surviving 24 hours.
I am just mortal.
Yeah, you're mortal in this one. That's the only exception. And if you die in the game, you die in real life.
Okay.
And after 24 hours, your console places you back into your real life.
Ooh, you said 24 hours. Mm-hmm. Is this 24 hours of like... How is time measured? Because I can literally sit at a grace and pass time for 24 hours.
24 hours in real time.
In real time.
Yeah, real time, yeah.
All right.
So real world 24 hours.
Yeah.
Because you're right. In that game, you can kind of just like, what is it, meditate, I think, if I remember right?
No, you just sit in front of what's called a grace.
And then like, and it'll just have time pass?
Doesn't say what you're doing, I guess. You could be meditating. I mean,
always thought it was like
as likely an answer as any, really.
Yeah.
Elden Ring's a very deadly game. So you're saying I'm getting sucked into the game and I'm taking the place of my character where they are right now.
So yeah, you would be technically, I guess, replacing your character wherever your character is in the game now, or like when you were playing
it. Do I have their gear? Do I have the same gear?
Yes, you do have like all the items and stuff like that. Like whatever you.
So right now I'm dual wielding two of Hoslow's petal whips, enchanted with the cold affinity.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for me, I'm in the second to last. Well, the dungeons aren't really numbered, but one of the final two dungeons of the game, I'm in the Hallig Tree, where the toughest boss in the game is. But what's great is I can just teleport out of here from a grace because I can do everything my character can do, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can. Yeah,
Yeah, if you want the real answer, what I'm going to teleport from this hellhole that is the Hallig Tree,
mm-hmm.
Straight to a location in the very early game called the Church of LA. I'm going to hang out with my boy, Calais, and we're just going to swap cool stories because he's a merchant and he's been alive for thousands of years, I would wager. And he's got a lot of cool stories, and he's like one of the nicest characters in the game. And there's no danger. There's no danger. And there was danger.
Yeah.
At least I have a friend who can spout flames of frenzy from his eyeballs to help me.
Oh, that's cool. I was going to say the one thing that would be really cool for you is that, like, your game is unlike mine, and we'll get to mine later, but, like, your game, you know, you have things that cannot exist in our world. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, sure.
You have these,
well,
like...
I mean, you say that's cool. It's horrifying. This game's full of horrible things
that
everywhere.
Too, I was more specifically saying, like, the items on you, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you have these... Well, I don't know if they're magical whips. Mm-hmm. Would you say they're, like, magical whips, or they're imbued with, like,
sure. They're magical power? They're magical whip. They cause both the frost... frostbite effect and bleed effect, which is great.
See, I think that would be cool.
I also have the Moonlight Greatsword... and the carrying night shield, and I look sick. I look like I'm from a Castlevania game. It's great.
Oh, in the game. Yeah, in the game. In this amazing. Question, you would look like yourself. Also, you know what I just thought of too? You may have your character's items, but like you don't,
I don't have the stats to wield them.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like unless you really didn't know how to use a whatever great sword and
whips. Well, no, because in the game you have to have particular numbers. Like, and I think for the whips, my dexterity 22. Dude, my dexterity is like a fucking 5 in real life.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way I'm wielding these whips or this moon sword. The moon sword, no. I'm strong enough, and I think I'm high intelligence enough because it's an intelligence weapon, but I don't know if I have the dexterity to wield this bad boy.
Yeah, you know, and also too, your game is just so, like, I was about to ask you right now, like, wouldn't you want to try to, like, I don't know, explore a little bit, but no. Because in this game, in your game that you're playing, you know, Elden Ring, like, it's so
fucking deadly.
Yeah.
Like, so deadly. Like, I'm 100, I'm level 150. If I roll into a room with 3 rats and, like, I don't see them,
yeah,
I'm fucked. Those rats will get me.
Yeah.
They're gonna bite my ankles off, I'm gonna die.
Yeah, seriously. That's
welcome
that's
to Elden Ring.
Yeah.
No, I take back what I said. As much as I would like to, like, hang out with see, his name is either Kale or Calais, but whatever his name is, cool merchant guy number one. As awesome as he is and as safe as that area should be, like, weird shit happens, man. Bugs happen. And there's, like, a fucking roaming tree sentinel right outside that goddamn church, as well as, like, an army of soldiers of Godric and rats. There's rats. What if a rat enters this church? You know where I'm going? I'm going to the Round Table Hold, where literally safety is programmed into the location. You know how it has that little, like, golden wheel icon?
Oh, that's true.
Which means, like, and it's combat, like, can't happen here. Yeah. And there's no enemies to spawn. Mm-hmm. I could hang out with my homegirl, Rodrika. She's cool.
Yeah, you know what?
Pretty cool too.
That's true. I'm glad you changed your answer then, because I didn't think about that. I always, for some reason, when I was playing Elden Ring, I actually made this mistake twice, where I thought if you were in one of those, like, church areas, I actually thought,
you were just safe?
Enemies and stuff, unless they were already in there. Yeah, I thought you were, like, safe. But, you know, you're right. I do remember some of them had, like, certain enemies that were, like, around there.
You're walking into one church and a puddle of blood will appear, and a dude with a fucking twisted, heavy thrusting sword that causes bleed damage will start stabbing you.
Yeah.
Welcome to Elden Ring. Yeah. No, there's no location besides the Round Table Hold and maybe that one church. That are really safe. There's like an island location that you can get to called Dragon Communion Island, where there's technically no enemies. Kind of no enemies. Mm-hmm. The only enemies that are here are the crabs that are on the shore, and they're big crabs, but they're not the giant crabs. But, like, knowing me, I would probably be level 1. And if I got bored and wandered too close to a crab, all it takes is for that crab to, like, crit me or, you know, hit me 3 times quickly, and then I'm dead.
So, oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's really – I only got those options because everywhere else it's just the water's deadly. Like, there's flying monsters everywhere. There's giants, you know. There's creatures that come out at night. And I'm not leveling up and I'm not doing this. No, there's just no way. There's no way.
Yeah. You know what? I just thought of something, though.
What?
I know for you specifically, mm-hmm. this isn't an issue. Mm-hmm. And it's not like you had to do this anyway, even if you were at this stage of the game. But you said, like, when you go to the round table hold, that you don't have, like, there's no way you could fight, mm-hmm. except for there's that one area where if you jump down.
But I'm not jumping down.
I
know, there.
But I could see you standing above there looking down there, like, nope, no. Like, I ain't going down there. Uh-huh. Yeah. Nope. Forget that.
But yeah, I mean, I know it's a boring answer, but the problem with Elden Ring is, like, there is no other safe answer. Now, yeah, if I was like, okay, if the parameter changed, you have to, you can't stay in the same place. I don't know how you would rephrase this parameter. Like, what's going to make me actually go and play the game?
Yeah, exactly. Once you're in there, let's say you're forced to accomplish a goal. Maybe even defeat, like, an enemy. You know what I mean? Like, that might be a little tough.
I'm trying to think. So if maybe the parameter should be like, okay, well, you got to make it to Stormveil Castle. You don't got to get inside.
Oh, you just have to make it.
You just got to make it to that first grace, you know, the one right before you fight Margit.
Yeah.
Fuck. I don't think I'd make it, man.
that would be scary.
Think about it. Okay. So, like, let's say... Instead of being, like, transported into my character, like, I just get transported to the beginning of the game as if I am the Tarnished, mm-hmm. right? So I open up the giant iron door of the church. I see beautiful Limgrave out before me. I got the stupid dude that's calling me maidenless, like, as I walk out the door. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ignore him because he's useless to me.
You're like, I'm only going to be here for one day, man.
Yeah, seriously. We got the tree sentinel right there. I do know I can go around him. So my first thing I'm doing is I am going for... the merchant.
Mm.
Fuck. I have no way of buying things because I have to kill to buy.
Oh, ooh, that's gonna be tough.
So I guess the next thing I do is there's a path that you can take as long as you're careful through that wooded area to get to the ruins right afterwards that has that encampment of soldiers of Godric.
Yeah.
And if you then hug the cliff wall, you can get to that one grace where then Melina shows up.
Nobody spots you from there?
No. If you're careful, you can get there without drawing any aggro. Sit at the grace. Melina shows up wanting to, what does she say? She offer you an accord and give you a sweet fucking horse that you can sell.
Oh, that's when you get now, Torrent. Yeah, right.
I got Torrent now, right? I can whistle with this whistle she gave me, and that'll a spectral horse appears underneath me, and I can move quicker than most things in the game, but not everything.
Yeah.
Let me tell you right now, not everything.
Yeah.
Now the next problem is there's really, as far as I can think of, there's really only one way to, I have to go through that fucking canyon.
Yeah,
where there's a goddamn troll that jumps down from the bridge and there's dudes with crossbows. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so like, I can't, fuck.
How's your endurance in real life?
I mean, I have to start leveling. and I have to get some fucking equipment. Off the top of my head, I'm trying to think what equipment I could grab. Because it's like I immediately thought of, okay, let me get some Godric armor. It's like, what, I'm gonna kill a soldier of Godric? I don't want to get near those guys.
Yeah, I know.
Because
one mistake and if, God forbid, if you get
so right next to that grace is one of those carriages, right?
Oh, that's
and
true.
I believe there's a Lordsworn greatsword in the carriage, and it has pretty low qualifications for using, and I'm pretty confident. I think I have a 90% shot of sneaking over to it, opening it, grabbing it, and running back to the grace. Now I have a sweet fucking sword. It's the armor that's tough, man, and I need armor to get through this fucking canyon of death.
And by the way, you're wearing what you were wearing when you're playing the game, like when you were at your house, whatever you dress in when you're playing the game.
Oh, so I'm in basketball shorts and a t-shirt.
Okay, yeah.
Poor me, Jesus. Honestly,
that's better than what I'm going to have.
That's honestly not that bad because, like, armor really doesn't fucking matter in this game unless you start getting into the heavier stuff. So, I'm trying to think, what is the heaviest armor that I can.
Man. By the way, just to let our listeners know, this is Will's second playthrough with him already looking into the future to do a third playthrough of Elden Ring.
Yeah, I love
and me, on the other hand, played maybe a quarter of the way through Elden Ring. Also, I tried to rune farm everything, and it just didn't go well for me. I ended up stop playing this game.
Yeah. So I think with okay. So what I'm gonna do is okay. I got it. I am going to fuck. That sounds scary though. So I was thinking I got the great sword, right? I could go back to the church. And there's one soldier of Godric that comes kind of out of the forest, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember him, yeah.
And I'm thinking if I could pull it off a couple times, I can keep doing it, is sneak behind the guy, get the backstab crit, and then
attack until he dies. Yeah, you could do that.
And I think he gives like 100 runes or whatever, right?
Something like that.
If I keep farming him, I'll probably get some Godric armor and a helm. And a shield, that brass shield, and then I could probably buy. I know Calais has some equipment. I just can't think of what. That's the best it's gonna get. I'm not getting better armor than that.
There's nothing around there either.
No, and I'm certainly not going into Caelid. Yeah. That's fucking. That is hell on earth.
Yeah. No, if your goal is to survive 24 hours, don't even think about that place.
So, okay.
Can anybody hear me? Please hear me. Can you hear me? Can anybody hear me? If you can hear me, this is Fritz Frivolous. I need your help. I'm stuck. Somehow stuck inside the minds of Will and Tom. I need to escape. Please, please support them and their podcast. You can go to patreon.com/dudecouldyouimagine or leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. Distract them long enough for me to break free. You can even leave a like, comment, or subscribe. Again, don't forget about me, Fritz Frivolous.
Next goal, I have to charge the canyon and hope I live. Mm-hmm. So the main thing is if you go into the canyon at full speed on torrent, the troll, by the time the troll hits the ground, you're already past it.
Oh,
the
main
thing
true.
Is the crossbow bolt's coming at you. So you got to kind of do a little bit of zigzag and keep your eye on the crossbowmen and make sure to jump at the right points. Mm-hmm. If you do that, if you get past the two crossbowmen and the troll, the soldiers that are on the – that are further in, they're not going to be a problem. Torrent's too fast, right?
Yeah, they can't.
You go, catch them. You rip up the road and go around the bend, and there is a shack on the right hand side called Stormhill Shack. You go into Stormhill Shack. There's a Grace and a wonderful woman named Rodrika.
Oh, that's right.
She's very nice. She will give me a spirit jellyfish that I can summon in certain locations. I'm pretty sure I'm going to need it because between me and the castle is like 20 soldiers, and I believe you can summon in this location.
Oh, yeah, because, like, you're going to have them go fighting your jellyfish.
my jellyfish. Fuck. So at that point, I'm stuck. Well, I can always teleport back now. So I made it to Stormhill Shack. Any direction I go is dangerous.
Oh, wait a minute.
Fucking wolves that come out of the goddamn sky.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. I do remember that. It's like they rain wolves in that area. What is that?
Wolves
like,
just drop off the fucking wind. I don't understand
why that – is that the only place that ever happens?
It's the only place that happens. Well, like, why? The wind blows and the six wolves drop out of the sky. I don't know, man.
That's so weird. But, like – so you know what? You just brought something up, though, that I forgot. You can always teleport anywhere at any time, right?
You can tell you can fast travel between grace points, yes. Activated or whatever.
Right?
You have to activate them, yeah.
So why? For you, because I was gonna say that maybe you're saving grace. That may be your actual thing that like you could just use that. Like if you did that.
I know what I'll do. I will farm Soldier of Godric and whatever random animals are around until I can buy like 100 arrows, and I believe I can get a bow from him of some sort. God, I think you could get a bow from him. I'm going with you can. If not, I do know a place where you can get a bow, but fuck, I don't want to go down there. So,
You've actually in real life used a bow and arrow too, right?
Yes,
didn't
I have.
Didn't you
I
say
have. Yeah,
it
yeah,
was
yeah.
Your uncle or no, no.
Yes,
Michelle's
I have.
Uncle?
What?
Whose uncle was it?
Michelle's uncle.
Oh, Michelle's uncle, yeah.
Also her cousin. And I think with the arrows and the spirit jellyfish, I think I can just slowly snipe one at a time from stealth, right? Mm-hmm. And once I've carved out the path, it's kind of a straight shot. You know, I just run through, Hopefully all the dead bodies.
Yeah.
And then once I'm in the tunnel, I'm safe. I just got to get to that grace and bam, I've completed the challenge.
I think that would work. I could see you doing that.
It could work.
Yeah.
But there's 1,000 things that could go wrong.
But yeah, that is true. But I do believe that's probably your best plan. Yeah. Like that's probably your highest chance of surviving.
Survival, yeah.
You know what I mean? For 24 hours. So, okay. My game is much different. And I'll be honest with you. Now that I think about it, my answers could be very boring as well.
Okay.
Because of what I could end up doing. So for the first way that we presented this question, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, first of all, my game is Red Dead Redemption Part 2.
Right.
The sequel. I love this game.
It'd be weird if it wasn't a sequel.
Yeah, I know. I love this game. I enjoy sometimes just riding around on my horse. Like, the graphics on the environment in this game is just so pleasing to just be in, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So anyways, if I got, you know, so first of all, I'd be zapped or scanned into this game wearing boxers and a t-shirt because I'm normally playing it in bed when I'm at home, like right before I go to bed. And the cool thing is your horse is always somewhere near you, right? You know, usually when you're on a mission, I think you whistle for your horse. Most of the time it's in range.
Why would it not be in range?
Sometimes if you're doing a specific mission and you're like, you have to leave your horse somewhere and then you go off, you can actually end up being out of range. And so
what if you never go back to your horse?
It'll eventually go back to your camp.
Oh,
Or usually what happens is there's like a cutscene, like after the end of a mission that you have to do. After the end of that cutscene, your horse is miraculously
back where you are.
Okay. Yeah, I know that. I always thought that was kind of funny, but you know, whatever. Because I've been actually stuck in areas where I don't have my horse. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm trying to be good in this one because you can make choices that make your character become like a reputation of being a bad person or a good person. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to be a good person. So I don't want to steal someone's horse. I don't want to go steal someone's wagon or something like that. And sometimes I found that a lot of people don't give you rides. Some people that go by, you could ask them like, hey, buddy, can you give me help? Ride into town, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they'll be like, I don't know you. Get away from me. You know what I mean? All this kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
So, but if we do it the way that we originally asked this question, I would be there and I would get on my horse and I would just go back to camp. Mm-hmm. And when you're at camp, you have your own place to sleep. You got someone making stew.
That's nice. In my game, I have to just curl up next to like a golden, it's not even a flame. It's just a light that kind of wiggles at me.
I know.
No blankets. There's no food. Yeah. In this case, there'd be a weird dude telling me I don't have maidens in my life.
Yeah, like, I know. My camp has food. It has entertainment. It has alcohol.
Oh my god!
It has a
You're
nice
just
place
go
to
party
sleep.
In the wild.
Yeah, I'm basically going to have camping party. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You just went camping at the river for a day.
Yeah, exactly. And I got my own change of clothes there. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that around my camp, no one's going to hear because you're usually far off from like civilization because you don't want to be found out. You know?
Oh, are you like an outlaw?
So your whole gang or posse is like it takes place, I want to say, like probably in the tail end of the 1890s, right? Mm-hmm. I remember you were explaining how like the Wild West days are kind of like being over in the 1890s-ish era. And that's basically where the story is. The story is about like your character is always saying like our kind, people don't want our kind no more. You know what I mean? And they're kind of like outlaws. They talk about robbing people or like stealing money from places and it's like all nonchalant. Like to them it's free for the taking, right?
Why don't they get a job? I don't understand.
I know. Because they don't want to live that life. You know what I mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah, I know. Like the way that your main character explains it best is there's this one line he says during one of the missions. He says, our kind is going away fast. He's like,
but what is their kind?
Well, hold on. He's like, our kind is going away fast. He's all, this land is becoming a land of laws. You can't just do what you want anymore. And he was explaining how like their kind, quote unquote, is the kind of people where you just live off the land. You do what you please. You know what I mean? Like you're not conforming to a government. Because the United States government is now slowly starting, the federal laws are starting to roll out to
cities. Sure, but you're still out in the middle of fucking nowhere. Like,
yeah,
who's going
to
enforce these laws?
Well, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, when they do try to live on their own, like out in the middle of nowhere, but like, you know, they're going to need money at some point. Sometimes they can't get what
they need. That was the next part is like living off the land, especially I'm imagining it's a kind of a desert kind of area. No,
At first, you do start off in that kind of area.
Yeah, it's right? Like it's going to be nigh impossible.
Right now, I think I'm in chapter 3 or chapter 4, and you had to move your camp, and mm-hmm. we moved into like this in front of a lake. Dude, it actually makes me want to go camping so bad when I play this game. But anyway,
it sounds like you guys are just outlaws, and you're whining about it. You're whining about it.
That's kind of what it is. They're whining.
Like, we used to just take shit, and no one did anything about it.
Yeah. Like, but people don't want our kind no more. You know what I mean? Like,
no. They never did want your kind because you're a bunch of fucking thieves.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus. I know. In my head, I always used to think, too, like, well, why couldn't you just been a farmer? Why couldn't you done this and that?
Or, like be an actual cowboy and drive some cattle.
Yeah, and you know what's funny about that? There's a mission in the game where you do that, but with sheep, right?
Okay,
and I'm like, you could have done that for money. You know what I mean? Like, but, you know, it wouldn't have made the game quite boring, I guess, maybe. But anyways, so that would be if we did the boring answer. Because then all I would do to survive 24 hours.
I don't even think that's that boring of an answer. I think that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is awesome. But but if I had to do a mission.
Okay.
Now that's where it might start to get a little sketchy.
Is there a particular mission?
So usually a mission is going to involve this other gang. They're called the O'Driscolls, right? Mm-hmm. And they basically are out for blood for you, right?
Oh, God.
Like they. So
what did you do to them?
So that's the. I don't know. It was like the leader of your posse is like their family name is like their. You know what I mean? They're,
is
it's
this
like
a Hatfields and McCoy situation?
Exactly, Hatfields and McCoy situation. Yeah, yeah. And you know, the problem is like you just don't know where because they're all over the place. Mm-hmm. They're a huge gang, right?
A fucking epidemic.
Yeah. And like you could just be trotting along on your horse on a trail, and you come up to this pass, and all of a sudden you see 10 of them coming at you on their horse.
Holy shit.
Like, what are you going to do? So,
how do they recognize you? Do you have like some sort of like insignia that identifies you as whatever you
no,
are?
No. And I've always wondered like how they know.
Yeah.
But there's always one that always seems to like kind of be in the main stories where they recognize you.
Mm.
So I think that's how they get around it. Okay. There's always like, he's always like, yeah, like you hear them, right? And you'll hear them talk. Sometimes you'll hear them say, like, Yeah, there he is. Like, oh, that's him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming they recognize.
Okay, there's a particular one that you wronged.
Yeah.
So you've wronged enough of them that there's always one in a group of 10.
Exactly. And so the problem is most missions are going to involve a gunfight, right?
Okay.
And that's where it's going to get. If we had to do where I had to do a mission, the chance of me getting a mission where I have a gunfight is very high.
Okay.
So
there's no, like, you don't know a mission by name that you're like, oh, yeah, that mission, there's no actual combat. It's like a choice-based mission.
I don't know by name, but there is one mission, and it was the one about the herding the sheep. And even that one included me having to shoot the actual sheep herders to scare them away so we can steal the sheep. Right?
You realize you're the bad guy in this story.
I know. That's the weird part. And I'm trying to make my reputation good. So, like, listen.
You killed a bunch of sheepers and took their entire flock.
I know. And I had a scope on my rifle and everything. I could have actually shot them dead, but I was like, no, I'm not going to do that, right?
You left them to die in the
woods? No, I didn't do that. I shot at their feet and they ran away.
Oh, you scared them away.
I scared them away.
Oh, my God.
But, no, that's the funny part is, like, there's like other things that happen, like when you're trotting along trying to go somewhere to finish a mission, and there's like, there'll be like other people, like there'll be like a woman that's like, excuse me, sir, my horse just up and died on me. Can you give me a ride back to town? You know, so you accept, and when you do that, it'll like raise your good points.
But when you shoot at the sheep herder, it doesn't lower your points?
Yeah, I know, that's what I thought too. You know what I mean? But like, but then, you know, speaking of helping this woman out, what does lower your reputation points is like, so I helped this one woman, right? I'm going literally the opposite direction of my mission to help her out. So I go all the way over to the other side of the map. As soon as I get into town, she goes, oh, goody, we're almost there, right? Now I'm trotting. I'm not like at a full gallop because in town, you know, there's people crossing the roads. There's other wagons, whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
So I'm going slow.
You bumped somebody,
didn't you? I'm trotting. Yeah. This guy stops at the side of the road. So I'm thinking, oh, he's letting me pass. As soon as I go next to him, he steps right out in front. I hit him with my horse. He falls down. He gets mad and goes, God damn it, I'm going to kill you. Right. And my reputation points go down because now what ended up happening was the girl I was helping gets scared. Uh-huh. She jumps off my horse, runs to God knows where. I don't get my brownie points. Right. And now my reputation goes down because now I'm wanted pissed. Because I like trampled this guy.
You tried to murder a dude.
Yeah,
with
your horse. You know, and I didn't even do it. Like he that's walked down so from me, funny. Stupid idiot.
That's but, so hilarious.
But anyways, that's yeah. So the real danger is going to be me having to do a mission. I'm gonna have to go into shootout. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. I've only shot a handgun, I think, 3 times in my life.
Yeah.
So I don't think I'm handy with a gun.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I mean, yeah. I've never swung a sword, so.
Yeah, that. So I think that's going to be the tough one. But
yeah. I'll tell you what. I'd rather face this soldier in the forest that I'm facing than go and try and hunt rats in the game I'm in.
Yeah, I know you're. Yeah,
rats
see,
don't fuck around in Elden
your
Ring.
Game. That's why I think I have a better chance in my game of surviving 24 yeah. hours than you do. Because in your game, rats will kill you.
Yeah,
like they if will. You get one rat, maybe not, but two or more.
Dude, I don't know if you know this. You know how like in Limgrave, there's like wandering like goats or sheep. You would call them. They're like sheep like or goat like.
Yeah.
Don't turn your back on those things. They will fucking ram you and kill you.
Really?
Yeah, they do this thing where they can roll. Have you seen that?
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah. Were they trying to yeah. attack you?
There's a particular kind. It's like the slightly bigger ones. They if you get too close to them and they don't like it, they'll turn on you.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah, your game is just too much. That your game is like you can't survive more than a couple hours, really.
Yeah, well, if you have to actively interact with things, yeah. yeah, it's dangerous.
But you know what? I'm really interested to know if any of our listeners, what games they're playing right now, if they had to survive for 24 hours. I definitely would want to know. And dude, could you imagine?
The podcast you have just heard are the imaginings from the highly evolved minds of the extra-dimensional beings, Will and Tom. It has been translated into a format more easily understood by the human mind. Interpret it as you will. Should you find yourself seeking more answers to life's most intriguing mysteries, you can show your support by becoming a Patreon member at patreon.com/dudecouldyouimagine. You can also leave an Apple Podcasts review. You can subscribe to us on Instagram at @dude_couldyouimagine, on Twitter at @DCYImagine, and on our YouTube channel, where you can leave a like and a comment. We can also be reached through our email, dudecouldyouimagine@gmail.com. We leave you now so that you may gather your thoughts until we meet again to ponder the meaning of the cosmos and ask, dude, could you imagine? Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
And even that one included me having to shoot the actual sheep herders to scare them away so we can steal the sheep, right?
You realize you're the bad guy in this story.
I know. That's the weird part. And I'm trying to make my reputation good. So like So like, listen.
You killed a bunch of sheep herders and took their entire flock.
I know.